Chapter 2. The Deadly God Syndicate. The world spends the incomprehensible sum of about $1 trillion annually on military hardware. This includes small arms, armored vehicles, ships and submarines, and aircraft. Arms procurement can represent up to 30% of a nation's military budget. The United States has been the world's largest arms dealer for many years, peddling more weapons than Russia and China combined. Between 2003 and 2011, the United States ranked first in arms transfer agreements with developing nations, with U.S. agreements over this period worth a total of $56.3 billion, or 78.7% of the value of all such agreements worldwide. And America's closest competitors over this time frame were not really competitors at all. Russia ranked second with $4.1 billion in arms transfers, or just 5.7% of such agreements. China, often said to be a threat to the U.S., registered only a measly 3%. Due to the current global economic downturn, many weapons exporting nations facing increased competition have begun expanding into new markets. Richard F. Grimmett, author of a Congressional Research Service report on the matter, noted that despite a global decline in arms sales in 2011, the U.S. recorded an extraordinary increase in market share, primarily due to massive sales to Saudi Arabia and India. Such increased arms sales indicated an effort to exert American influence in both the Middle East and in India, the largest bloc to Chinese expansion in the East. The numbers above account only for government-to-government foreign military sales, FMS. These statistics do not include private or illegal sales, which are substantial, and came to public attention during the Fast and Furious gunwalking scandal in 2012, in which the U.S. government was complicit in allowing guns to pass into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. According to Transparency International, an organization that monitors corruption, the international trade in armaments is among the most corrupt businesses in the world. Illegal arms transfers undermine many developing countries' chances of achieving their development goals by draining their resources and, in some cases, fueling armed conflict.